How are we doing this morning? Have you guys figured out what the Twinkies are for yet? It's for our what? For our birthday? You win. We don't celebrate with birthday cake, we celebrate with Hostess. Does anybody remember the big scare when the Obama administration took over? Not in that way, not in a political way, but in the way in which Hostess shut down around the same time and the Hostess factory was going away. I was sad because that threatened my Twinkies. That threatened my cupcakes. That threatened everything sweet that Hostess had to offer me. We were riding around in our car around that time, and Thaddeus, my oldest son, who's now 12 years old, he's crying in the back seat. And my wife and I are probably the most unpolitical people you've ever met. We just don't really care. God's in control. But my son's sitting there weeping in the back seat because he hears that Hostess is shutting down. And we said, "What's wrong, son?" He said, "Stupid Obama." And we're like, "What are you talking about? Because this is not a political family at all. He shut down the Hostess factory." So, we can thank Obama for a lot of things, but Hostess factory shutting down is not one. But I'm glad they're back, because today we celebrate our 8th birthday. And I'm excited about that. And I'm excited that you're here to help us celebrate. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to come down here, I'm going to toss out some Twinkies after I make everybody deaf. Who can catch? You can catch? You want Twinkies or cupcakes? Twinkies this week, this year. Ready? See if I can make it. Oh, I can't. Hey! Cupcakes. Who said cupcakes? Cupcakes. All right. You guys have to share these, you know. These are for everybody. Cupcakes, who? Yeah? Cupcakes, yeah. Twinkies, this box is open. Yeah, yeah. Who else? Come on, back here. Back here. Yes. Please pay attention as I toss them to you. Hey-o. See, Paul. Oh, man. Anybody else? Come on. Yes, right here. Okay. You guys called for it. You said right here, and then you turned your head. Where? Back here, back here, back here. I can't throw that far. Here we go. Oh! I was aiming right for your head, Bree. I apologize. Send the urgent care bill to me, please. So here's the deal. Whitewater's 8 years, and the candle already burnt out. I've lost all of your attention forever. Now make sure everybody gets a Twinkie, all right? Pass those around, Twinkies or cupcakes, all right? I'll just leave that here. Is there anybody that doesn't like Hostess? Craig Johnson, you can leave, sir. I mean, we're glad you're here, sir. Did everybody get a Twinkie and a cupcake? Is anybody going without? Come on. I was really excited because we shopped at Sam's Club, and they had these ginormous boxes of Twinkies that had cupcakes in them. And I thought, how have I lived my life not knowing these existed in Sam's Club? Because you can buy them by, like, they sell them in pounds. No one cares. But we actually have a nice sermon logo as well, which I'm glad that we had. You want to go to that, the logo, Bodhi? I didn't remember that Ghostbusters actually had this clip with Twinkies in it, but I'm excited. Tanya sent me this huge link because Egon likens this containment unit and how it's filling up with ghosts. Anybody? I've never seen the movie myself. I've heard of this stuff. But he's trying to explain how this containment unit's like a Twinkie, and then he gives these measurements of a Twinkie. Well, there's an entire nerd scientific website dedicated to checking his math. And it's long. It's very long. It's incredible. So if you guys are really bored, Not right now. Don't get on your phones now to look for it. But yeah, it's incredible. So there's all these measurements of Twinkies. You'd love it. So it's our 8th birthday. What does that mean? That means we're old. What? Party. That's right. We're going to take a break from our John series, and we're just going to talk about who Whitewater is. Can we do that? Whitewater is a community that persistently moves the world 2 steps closer to Jesus. When we first came up with that goal, I thought it was weak. I thought, 2 steps? Anybody can go 2 steps. And then we started trying to take people 2 steps closer to Jesus. And do you realize how hard and difficult that is? And 2 steps sometimes means that people actually meet Jesus here and they commit to Jesus here and they say yes to Jesus. And other times, 2 steps closer just means that people are with us for a time and they kind of like what they hear and they go somewhere else afterwards, after a few years or months. And we don't know where that story goes. But we do know that we've loved them well, and we do know that our story of Jesus within us has spilled over into their lives and they see something that sometimes they can't explain. So we're a community that moves people persistently 2 steps closer to Jesus. Did you hear the word community in there? Okay. We're going to get to that soon. But what we found is this happens in a few different ways, and the first one is adventure. Who likes taking adventures? Who hates taking adventures? Yeah. See? I know there's people out here. I know there's people out here. But adventure, I wasn't a part of this. The church hired me after they put these things in place. But Larry was a part. Larry, the guy that was playing keys up here, they were a part of naming the church here. And Whitewater, and some of you probably think, well, it's a white supremacist church. I'm sorry to disappoint you. Actually, no, I'm not. Some of you might think, it's a white supremacist church. Others might think, what in the world is Whitewater? What kind of church is named Whitewater? We wanted to go with First Christian Church, but there's already like 5 of those. But they chose the name Whitewater because they said it actually, the name itself displays what Christianity, what moving 2 steps closer to Jesus actually looks like. What life in Jesus actually looks like. It's this adventure. And we got Matt in the house. And Matt knows Whitewater, don't you?
Yeah.
Whitewater is scary at times, isn't it? Whitewater is calm at times. Whitewater has lots of twists and turns, ebbs and flows. It can drown you. Hey, have you been drowned? Not yet. Okay, good. Well, hopefully Matt would help you in that area. But Whitewater is just this crazy, unpredictable adventure. And that's what life in Jesus is. So they named the church Whitewater. They named the church, and sadly, I've joked that I wish they would have named it like Lazy River, Calm Springs, because this church has actually lived up to that name, as we love people. Loving people is an adventure. Being in community with one another is an adventure. Serving with one another is an adventure. Worshiping with one another is an adventure, right? The coolest thing about Whitewater is we have always been this melting pot of people. At one time, and we probably still do, we had a card-carrying socialist. His name was Troy. And we have the rightest of rights sitting in the same service, hearing the same teaching, and both saying amen. That's awesome. Do you understand how special that is here? Do you understand how unique that is here? Do you understand how it takes an adventure to actually live shoulder to shoulder with these people that you couldn't disagree with more? You mean we don't have to all agree? No, you do have to agree with me. That's no, hold your amen. But we see this lived out through adventure. We see this lived out through community. We push community here a lot. We push community. We push being in community with one another. When Caleb says, shake somebody's hand, get to know them, take them out to lunch, he's serious. Sounds like an adventure, doesn't it? Sounds scary, doesn't it? Sitting across from a person that you don't know in hopes of getting to know them. And it may go nowhere, but it may go somewhere, and they may become your best friend. They may become a person who lives in community with you, who does life with you. But within our community groups, within what we do here, there's this beautiful, authentic nature of who we are. I'm in a Bible study, and we're actually going through the good and beautiful life, because we've already been through the good and beautiful God. And we're a small group of people. How did these get back up here? Looks like loaves and fishes. That was a really churchy joke. If you don't know the loaves and fish story, we'll get to that soon, I'm sure. But we're in this small group, and this small group decided there was this woman who wanted to be a part of it because she'd already been through the first book. And she said, I'm committed, I'll do the homework, I'll do everything that you guys are asking. And we said, yeah, that would be fine if you came in and were a part of this group. So the woman comes and is a part of this group, and the first exercise that we have, they're called soul training exercises, involves writing a letter to God. And it has to start with, God, I wish my life was like. And if you don't know anything about Whitewater, you know that we're probably some of the most brutally raw, honest people you've ever met. To watch her face as we read our letters. Have you ever seen the old, a stereo commercial? Was it RCA where the guy sat in a chair and it blew his hair back? It was a little bit like that. Because she wasn't expecting, I don't think, the brutal honesty that came forth. I don't think she was expecting the authentic heart of everyone to actually come out and show itself. Instead, I think there was maybe an expectation of this is just a normal Bible study where everybody holds their cards close to the vest and no one really says what's going on in their world. And I loved it because she would actually stop us because she doesn't have the life lived with one another that we do. She doesn't have these backstories. And she would stop and say, hey, help me out. What do you mean by the last 8 years? Help me out. What do you mean? Are you two married? And it was beautiful. And Caleb and I were talking about it earlier. Caleb, the guy that was leading worship here, he just said, man, it was fun to watch her. And one of the first things out of her mouth was, I appreciate the rawness here. And sadly, if you're going to come here and you're going to try to play church and you're going to try to act like someone you're not going to survive here. Because you'll get tired of us trying to draw you into that authentic nature and who Jesus is. You'll get tired of us having you try to live life with us as who you are, not who you think we think you are. Does that make sense? Man, that authenticity is huge. That's who Whitewater is. So that's community. We live this out. We do these things. We serve together. We worship together. What does that mean? We come here on a Sunday morning. This is the smallest part of what your week should look like. If your worship is this and that only this, you're doing it wrong. God calls us to live in community with each other. God calls us into this adventure of the spiritual life, of chasing after Jesus, being attentive to the Holy Spirit, which is Jesus speaking within us, living within us. And if this is the only worship you get, you're doing it wrong. But what we do, we love this. We actually call this a reunion. I hate the word church service. I'm going to church today. You are the church. You're going to yourself. Introverts are like, yes, I'm staying home today. I'm going to myself. And my wife's sitting there saying, you don't even know what an introvert is. You've got us wrong, aren't you? Yes, thumbs up. That's not what we are, she says. But we come together in this reunion and we sing about who God is. And I love all the songs that were chosen because it literally tells the story of Whitewater and who Jesus is to us. And who Jesus, we want Jesus to be for other people as we take them two steps closer to Jesus. And we want them to know and meet and experience Him. And so we get together on a Sunday morning. We get together throughout the week. That's also worship. We get together to go serve other people. And that's the other thing, it's service. We do all of these things so we can just sit here and our own little empire and do nothing with it or invite no one to it. That's not what service is. That's not what life in Jesus is. Life in Jesus is servanthood. You understand that? We don't like to admit it. We don't like to admit that Jesus said, hey, you want to be greater than everybody? You need to serve. You need to start washing feet. You need to start taking care of the marginalized, the poor, the people that need taken care of. You need to start doing those things. Well, yeah, but God, where's the glam in that? Whoever said anything about glamorous? But it is glorious. Amen? So we get to serve. We get to serve together. So what we do, we've moved people. Has anybody ever needed to move? You know that is, you have hit rock bottom when you have to move. You know that your life has crumbled down to nothing when you have to move. And usually moving follows painting. Or painting precedes moving. And I hate those things. Those are the worst two things in my life. I got a pretty pampered life, huh? But we help people move. We go into all these people's homes, and they could be hoarders. We've had that. We've went into people's houses that have needed help moving, and we have moved furniture that has cat feces and cat urine and dog feces on every seatable surface, all over the floor, and there's toddlers crawling on the floor. I think we actually called DFS on that one, didn't we? I think someone was here. Yeah, it was sad. We had to move, but we also had to take care of these people and help them in a way. We've helped people move who do not belong to this community at all and could care less about Jesus. We take meals to people when they need them. We help people with groceries when they can't afford them. Last year, around this time, we usually start this big Christmas extravaganza where we've partnered with Head Start or some other local agency, or one year we actually just said, you, Whitewater, you find the needs around your circle of influence. You post these needs. You say what the need is. And we started meeting all of these needs. We care about this community. We care about this community knowing love. We care about this community being loved. Why? Because Jesus loved us. Because Jesus commands us to go and love others. So all of this lives out, this Whitewater, a community persistently moving the world two steps closer to Jesus through adventure, community, worship, and service. And we live all this out in a super authentic way. And that's what we celebrate this morning. That's what we want to invite you into this morning. If you're new here, you're in a weird service. We don't give away cupcakes every day. Okay? We don't give away Twinkies every day. I know you're saying, oh, that sucks. I'm not coming back here. I think that other churches do actually give away Twinkies every Sunday. But that's what we invite you into. Anybody that's not Whitewater, anybody that doesn't know who Whitewater is, anybody that has only been here once, that's what we invite you into. We are a community filled with love. We are a community that loves our community, that loves the people in this building. We have been able to serve in ways that don't make sense in this community. People invite us to come and help. And they always preface it with, well, don't you be getting all Jesus-y on us. We're like, suckers, that's already happened. We've loved you. That's Jesus. That's what we invite you into. That's what we invite you to celebrate with us today. That's what we invite you to just thank God for. Some of you have been here all 8 years. I think Rich, last two Sundays ago, was your 8 year of being here when we were doing preview services over in the high school. When we first came here, we were meeting on a couch in what is now Tanya and Lauren Engel's living room. And there was two elderly women. That was weird. I buried one of them. I didn't kill her. I did her service. I did her funeral service. But I buried one of them, and then to watch what Whitewater is today, watch where we've gone. We went from the high school, and from the high school, we said, you know what, this isn't really working. We need our own space. And then we went and we got our own space in a grocery store complex over on 4th and Reynolds. And that became unlivable for us because the rent and the lease that we signed was just too constraining, and it was just taking all of our resources, and we said, we can't live here anymore. We've got to figure a way out so we can survive. So our lease ended, and that's when we came here. We've been here going on, it'll be 2 years in December. And since that time, it's been incredible because we've had third floor office space in this building. We get the gymnasium across the hall. We get this beautiful, awesome, I always call it sexy theater. Does anybody else think the theater's sexy? Or is it weird and hokey with these, has anybody ever seen Parks and Rec and the like completely racist paintings they have? I had to really scan these to make sure those weren't that. So, but we've been super blessed by being here because God is just saying, we want you to survive in this town. We want you to be here long term. So much so that we said we need to sign a 10-year lease here. And we did. We're here for the next 10 years. Is that awesome? That's more security than we've ever had, and God provided it all. He gave us office space on the third floor, and if anybody of you are my Facebook friends, you saw, maybe it was August, that I declared it Topless Tuesday because I walked in and my office was already 90 degrees at 9 a.m. It's hot on the third floor. There's no air conditioning. But when we first came to this space, we said, God, or not God, well, the building tenants, like, or the supers are probably God to us, but we said, we would love space on the third or the first floor if it ever opens up. And they said, good luck. It's prime real estate. Head Start has been here for 30 years. Head Start is a school that was here and took up all the real estate here. And we said, okay, well, if anything comes available, just let us know. And just when I was in camp in July, we get a call saying, hey, there's space here on the first floor, and it's air-conditioned. And you have all these beautiful windows. Would you like it? Well, how much is it going to be? Only $50 more than what you're paying now. Yes. We'll take two. This is really great. But we continue to see God just give us our heart's desire here so that we can continue to do this mission that we've been set to persistently move the world two steps closer to Jesus. We continue to see God say, yes, this is valuable. Yes, keep moving these people. Keep loving these people. Keep living in community with these people. Keep living this life of adventure. Keep serving your community around you. Keep doing these things because it is good. And you get to celebrate that today with us. And it's beautiful. So thank you for being here. Next week we're going to be teaching about John. We only have two more teachings in John to go. And then we're going to jump into what we call Own Your Stuff. The other word we heard is offensive. The other word we heard that people wouldn't want to hear that every Sunday or look at a slide that says that every Sunday. But that other word so describes what that actually is. So we've got two more teachings in John, which I'm very excited about. And then we're going to be moving into this Own Your Stuff. And it's going to get real. It's going to get raw. It's going to get very, very personal and very, very authentic. And I'm warning you now. Brace yourself for it. Be willing to engage in the adventure. Be willing to engage in what God's got for you. Be willing to engage in what God's got for us in this community. Be willing to engage in community. Be willing to engage in service. Be willing to just say yes to God and everything that He asks of you during that. Sound good? All right, God, we love you. We thank you for this birthday. God, we thank you for 8 years. I know we've beat some statistics in terms of church planting that most don't survive this long. And if they do, they're, I guess, quote-unquote safe, whatever that means. But God, we thank you for how you have allowed us to survive, how you have allowed us to weather the storm of many personnel changes here. God, how you continue to love us so much here. God, how you continue to give us opportunity to live with in community with one another, to serve in this community, to love in this community. And I'm not just talking Whitewater, I'm talking Laramie. I'm talking the world. So God, continue to give us an authentic heart. Continue to call people here that are willing to engage you, that are willing to engage the adventure. God, that are willing to love as you loved by putting aside personal preference and picking up your preferences for people. God, thank you for the space that we can meet in. God, thank you for the people that you've put on their hearts to invite people here on a Sunday. God, thank you for the people that live in community with those that don't come here on a Sunday. God, grow our love, grow our adventure, grow our community, grow our worship, and grow our service. It's in your name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray, and everybody said, Amen.